This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is up, everybody? Happy Thanksgiving, the undisputed 101 of holidays. Yeah, come at me. Football, food, and family. But most importantly, an extra day full of no work and NFL football. This is the Jaguar Report Fantasy Football Podcast, and I am your host, Zach Schultz. Maybe someday we'll get to enjoy a Jaguars Thanksgiving game, but I'm not holding my breath. I gotta say, it is great to not be recording this episode from the Jags funeral and to be recording straight from the Super Bowl parade. That's right, baby. We're winning the Super Bowl again. It was awesome to see the Jags get back on track after the ugly loss to the 49ers. It was nicer to see Trevor and Ridley carry fantasy teams. So let's just dive in here. Here's your half PPR statement that's where my rankings and my scoring comes from. It's I think the most common format now in the industry, and a good middle ground for rankings and just spitting numbers out. But with that, we're going to talk about Trevor. He was the QB1 this week. You'll love to see it. And he also brought himself back to the QB16 on the season. And what a bounce back day for the offense and Trevor Lawrence. His 32.18 fantasy points were hands down his best week of the year. And his previous high was only 18.08. He went 24 for 32 for 262 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, no fumbles, and 2 rushing touchdowns. The offense was just in complete control on Sunday, leading time of possession 36 minutes, 26 seconds to 23 minutes, 34 seconds, and running 69 plays, nice, compared to 38 for the Titans. I remember one or two throws Trevor had that were pretty, I guess, not great or off the mark, but otherwise he was dead on all day. And it's hilarious and just so on brand for Trevor, to be honest, that he had one of the best games of his career and he only threw for 262 yards. Up next, he gets the Texans, who are 12th in giving up fantasy points per game against quarterbacks. Like last week, there's probably going to be some better options out there to start. So, like, if you have one, I don't blame anyone for benching him. But also at the same point, same time, I think his second half looks better for fantasy with a lighter schedule on the way, and then probably with Zay's return. So he's just still a fine weekly starter. Travis Etienne, he was the RB 27 for the week, making him the running back 3 for the season. He had 7.4 fantasy points this week. He took 14 carries for 52 yards and 3 receptions for 7 yards. And just like I said, it was pretty relatively quiet day for Etienne. Just the fourth time this season, he has failed to hit double digits on the fantasy points, but I'm not surprised as he was going against a good Titans run defense. The Jags did a good job of not abandoning the run when it wasn't working right away, and even though it never really got going, it was just good to see they didn't give up, which just obviously helped the passing game out a ton, which was evident this past week. And that's great news for Etienne because it doesn't really matter who he's playing. He can take any play to the house. So as long as they don't completely abandon the run and give him his carries, if he's struggling all day, he's a dude that he could pop a 60-yard touchdown just at any moment of the game. And at that point, it completely saves your fantasy day. The one slight holdup I have with him is that it looks like the Jags are making a real effort to give him some rest by getting D'Ernest Johnson some more snaps. And well-deserved on Johnson's part. He's looked great. But Etienne has played 61% of the snaps against the 49ers and then 66% this week against the Titans. Both were his lowest of the season. Both matchups did kind of funnel the offense into the passing game. So I think the number will be slightly higher moving forward. I just don't expect it to be in the 80s, the high 80s, like it had been earlier in the season. However, the Texans are 17th in fantasy points per game against running backs, which is a little bit lower than I expected. And it is a slightly touchdown inflated number. They've given up 12 rushing touchdowns on the year. They're 7th in rushing yards given up and tied for 3rd in yards per carry. So we may get another week where the damage is done through the air. But you're obviously not benching Etienne. That's just crazy talk. Christian Kirk, this week's wide receiver 45, bringing him to wide receiver 25 on the year with 6.3 fantasy points. He caught 3 of 6 targets for 48 yards. I'm going to be flat out honest. I'm bamboozled by the wide receiver group. Right when I thought I had them figured out, they ripped the carpet out from under me. I'll touch on it a little more here when we get to Ridley, but what the crap's going on, I don't know. Anyways, Kirk had a quiet week. Only 3 catches, 48 yards. His 3rd game under 10 points on the year as he just continues to showcase a very valuable floor where, like, the 6 points is about his minimum. He's never going to totally flop on you, and that's pretty huge, especially moving into playoff time here. So keep starting Kirk with confidence. Texans are 20th in the league in fantasy points against for wide receivers, a 25.3 a game. So they're doing a fairly decent job at limiting that number down because their defense overall has played well. But recent games have shown they've gotten lit up pretty bad through the air by the Buccaneers and Bengals. So hopefully the Jags can take advantage there. But Calvin Ridley, time for Calvin. He was the wide receiver number one, like Trevor was the QB one. And he's brought himself up to wide receiver 27 on the year with 27.6 fantasy points. 7 catches on 9 targets for 103 yards with 2 touchdowns. And not only did Calvin need this one, but damn it, we all did. Thank you, Zay Jones. I don't know. This is what I'm talking about, where I just get so confused with the group moving forward. In the 3 weeks Zay has played the full game, Calvin has been a weekly wide receiver 1. He had 20.1 points in week 1 against the Colts, 17.1 in week 5 against the Bills, and then this week's monster 27.6 point game against the Titans. Ridley's splits with Zay on and off the field are just pretty insane, but they seem for real. As Ridley now gets to be the moving piece with Zay playing the true X spot, it seems easy to project this moving forward, but the sample size is so small and there's such little time left in the fantasy season that it's really hard to make sense of it moving forward. At the very worst, Zay's return has brought Ridley back to being a weekly starter unless proven otherwise, and that is a huge boost for Ridley. Evan Engram was this week's tight end 19, and he fell to the tight end 13 on the season with 4.9 points. Just not a great day for Engram. Like Etienne, it's now he's posted 2 quiet games in a row. Also like Etienne, he had 2 bad matchups in a row. He still saw 6 targets, so I'm not concerned with Engram moving forward. He continues to be a part of the offensive game plan, and up next is the Texans, who are 2nd in giving up fantasy points to tight ends with 12 a game. So always start Engram unless you've got one of those surefire guys at tight end. But especially this week with a great matchup, you're going to want to have him in your lineup. Let's go ahead and take a look at the betting card from last week, and that was a 2-for-3 week, which is my third losing week in a row. That's just the life of betting. It goes in streaks, so I'm due here. We're coming. But a little salty on some of these because Christian Kirk, I had longest reception over 21 and a half yards. He had one on the opening drive that was, I thought for sure had it, but it was 20 yards. Had another 18-yarder later in the game. And so that was a little annoying. Calvin hit his easily. He had multiple ones over 20 and a half. And then I feel robbed on Will Levis over half an interception. Monteric Brown just dropped one that was pretty brutal. Like, he should have had that one. And Foye had another that could have been picked. Once again, they're so close. I might go back to the well with CJ Stroud. I'm going to get one of those. Tyreek crushed his prop of 90 and a half. That dude's a monster. And Kyler came pretty close, but he fell short. So like I said, 2 for 3 on the week and on a little bit of a cold streak. And I feel like we've been not seeing any justice with some of these bets here recently, which is totally fair because I'm sure, since I'm still positive overall on the season, I'm sure I had a run there where I was having stuff break my way. So it just makes sense where stuff doesn't break my way. Anyways, this week, Jags are -1.5 favorites with a game total of 48.5. So I do want to say this, is that everybody on Twitter complains about, we don't get any respect, this and that. Look at these talking heads who don't give us respect and say bad things about us, and they don't think we're good and this and that, whatever. Well, Vegas still has us as a 1.5-point favorite on the road. And Vegas is usually way smarter than those idiots on TV. So, yeah, there's our respect right there. Especially with how the Texans are trending and how CJ Stroud is taking the league by storm. There's your respect. -1.5 Jags over Texans. Jags are 7-3 against the spread. 3-3 at home, 4-0 on the road, 5-1 as favorites, 2-2 as underdogs. So their two best numbers here are road and favorites, and we get them both this week. See what happens. Looking at some props, Trevor's at 254.5 passing yards. He's got his completions at 23.5, which I think might be interesting, given we could see, you know, somewhat of a shootout here. Ridley's at 54.5. Kirk is at 57.5. That gap shrunk down to 3 yards between them, which last week was at 10, so that's kind of notable. And I think both are pretty reasonable numbers. I do think I like Ingram at 46.5 going over there, and I also like him over 4.5 receptions. Talking about tight ends being second against the Texans in fantasy points scoring. Jags team total 24.5. I kind of like that. Probably a fair number. And as I mentioned, CJ Stroud over a half interceptions at +105. He's thrown, I want to say, 5 or 6 picks the last 2 weeks. So plus money here versus a Jags defense that does a good job forcing turnovers is kind of an intriguing number that I don't necessarily understand. So yeah, maybe I go back to the well for the third time because that's got to be the charm, right? I don't know. About wraps it up for me here. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, I guess I just want to say I'm thankful to people who listen, read my content. I'm super glad to be doing the fantasy stuff for John, and especially for the Jaguars specifically. Not for the Jaguars, but Jaguar-specific content. Because my true passion is the Jags. I fell in love with fantasy, but that was after I loved football and the Jaguars. So I would lose all my fantasy matchups for a Jaguars win every week. It doesn't matter. And most importantly, I'm thankful for John for the opportunity. He's a cool dude. Much respect and super thankful for the opportunity. With all that, I'm out of here. See you later.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.